Beneath an Asia blue sky tinged with pink, a silvery river snakes into the distance across a wide valley. A pennant looms into view, atop a floodlit, multi-tiered and turreted walled castle, perched on top of a rocky hill. Fireworks explode in the sky, and shimmering sparkles form an arc above its highest steeple. In white looped letters, Walt Disney's signature appears below the castle as the sun rises.
Let us tell an old story anew, and we will see how well you know it. Once upon a time, there were two kingdoms that were the worst of neighbors. So vast was the discord between them that it was said only a great hero or a terrible villain might bring them together. In one kingdom lived folk like you and me, with a vain and greedy king to rule over them. They were forever discontent and envious of the wealth and beauty of their neighbors. For in the other kingdom, the Moors, lived every manner of strange and wonderful creature. And they needed neither king nor queen, but trusted in one another. In a great tree on a great cliff in the Moors, lived one such spirit. You might take her for a girl. But she was not just any girl. She was a fairy.
High up in a tree, a young girl with long brown hair, pointed ears, and a pair of curved horns on her head watches two tiny leaf-like figures spin each other round. She clambers further up into the tree, and as she moves, a pair of heavy wings on her back flutter gently. She clasps her hands round a snapped branch and closes her eyes tightly. Golden vapor wafts from her hands. She lets go, and the branch is as good as new. Her cherry pink lips crease into a smile.
There you go.
And her name was Maleficent.
Smiling happily, Maleficent spreads her bird-like wings and swoops down from the tree, weaving between tall, pointed rocky outcrops and high above a patchwork of shallow pools.
Good morning, Mr. Chanterelle. I love your cap.
A spiny goblin doffs his cap as she passes. She flies over a pond above three wide-mouthed water creatures.
No, no, don't do it!
One hurls some mud at her, but she banks and it lands in the eye of a cross-faced, bat-eared biped. A blue-skinned dragonfly fairy waves. Three wraith-like sprites skim the surface of a pond, their shimmering golden vapor trails crisscrossing as they hop and skip.
Lovely work, girls!
She does a loop-de-loop in mid-air, then flies on, her wingspan more than 12 feet across, towards a high, gushing waterfall. She's alerted by a huddle of residents gathered on a flat rock, among them three overexcited, pixie-hatted fairies.
What's all the fuss about?
The border guards! There are rules, Fittle. I told this time, you told next time.
You told last time, so I should tell this time and Thistlewit next time.
Tell me what?
Fine. Oh, thank you. Maleficent,
the border guards have found a human thief at the Pool of Jewels.
The youngest fairy.
Sorry.
Maleficent takes wings, sending the three anxious fairies somersaulting through the air.
She's always in a hurry with her big wings.
Humans here. I hope there's not another war.
Maleficent swoops down towards the Pool of Jewels where two tall guards like gnarled tree trunks with triangular heads and antler-like twigs sprouting from them point their lances at a bush.
I'm not afraid. Besides, I've never seen a human up close. Come out!
No, they mean to kill me. And besides, they're hideous to look at.
That's extremely rude. Don't listen to him, Balthazar. You're classically handsome.
Classically handsome Balthazar tilts his head.
It's not right to steal, but we don't kill people for it. Come out! Come out this instant!
She watches intently as a thin-faced, dark-haired boy in a brown Hessian tunic emerges into the sunlight with a suspicious, defiant expression. He has beady eyes, a slightly hooked nose, and a pasty complexion.
Are you fully grown?
No.
I believe he's just a boy.
And you're just a girl, I think.
Who are you?
I'm called Stefan. Who are you?
I'm Maleficent.
Balthazar points an accusatory finger.
Yes, right. You have to give it back.
Give what back?
With the sigh of a schoolmistress who's seen it all before, Maleficent holds out her hand. Stefan reaches into his pocket and brings out a milky-coloured pointed stone. He tosses it to her, and she catches it. She throws it into the pool, and it sinks like a stone. Later, she and the boy walk through a wood.
If I knew you would throw it away, I would have kept it.
I didn't throw it away. I delivered it home, as I'm going to do for you.
They come out onto a grassy plain dotted with tall, stony monoliths.
Someday, you know, I'll live there, in the castle.
The multi-turreted castle perched on a hill.
Where do you live now?
In a barn.
So your parents are farmers then?
My parents are dead.
Mine too.
His sullen eyes look at her pretty face.
We'll see each other again.
You really shouldn't come back here, you know. It's not safe.
His pinched face creases into a smile.
And if I made that choice, if I came back, would you be here?
Perhaps.
He holds out his hand to her, and she takes it.
Ah! What's wrong?
Your ring. Iron burns fairies.
I'm sorry.
He pulls the dark metal ring off his finger and hurls it into the distance. Maleficent tilts her head thoughtfully.
I like your wings.
She gives him a crooked smile.
Maleficent thought of how Stefan cast away his ring, he who had so little in the world, so that their hands might touch again. And her heart was moved. Thus did the young thief, who had hoped to steal a jewel,
Maleficent!
Steal something far more precious.
Maleficent!
Stefan stands in a clearing in the wood that they'd walked through.
Maleficent!
As he hangs his head in disappointment, she flutters down behind him.
After all these weeks, look who came back.
I thought it worth the risk. So, what do you do for fun?
He hangs onto her foot as she flies over a stream and drops him in it. He strokes her horned wing.
Stefan and Maleficent became the most unlikely of friends. And for a time, it seemed as if, in them at least, the old hatred between men and fairies had been forgotten. As it will, friendship slowly turned into something else.
Maleficent hugs Stefan.
And on her 16th birthday, Stefan gave Maleficent a gift.
They stand together, their faces close.
He told her it was true love's kiss.
Her wings flutter gently as he kisses her.
But it was not to be. As the years passed, Stefan's ambition pulled him away from Maleficent and towards the temptations of the human kingdom. While Maleficent, the strongest of the fairies, rose to become the protector of the moors.
Maleficent, now a great beauty, spirals like a tornado, zooming across the sky and down through the craggy outcrops with the elegance and strength of an eagle, swooping, banking, weaving her path across the watery and rocky terrain. She overtakes a school of leaping and diving, winged and furry, dolphin-like creatures. Flapping her magnificent wings, she does a loop-the-loop, then rises up above the sun-kissed clouds and glides as if walking on air, allowing the sun and the fresh air to course through her, her full lips ruby red, her almond-shaped eyes closed, her sculpted cheeks flawless, like an angel floating in the heavens.
Maleficent often wandered alone and sometimes wondered where Stefan might be, for she had never understood the greed and envy of men. But she was to learn. For the human king had heard of a growing power in the moors, and he sought to strike it down.
Looking down from her vantage point beneath the great tree, Maleficent's eyes widen in alarm as she spots a cloud of dust moving across the horizon near to the castle. A vast army of horsemen clad in armor and foot soldiers carrying the king's colors are set on a course towards the moors. Maleficent swoops down as the white-bearded king raises his hand. His eyes survey the mysterious rock formations looming out of the mist ahead of them. He turns his bulky upper body to face his troops.
There they are! The mysterious moors where no one dares to venture for fear of the magical creatures that lurk within. Well, I say, crush them!
The king looks behind him as a winged creature appears out of the sky and lands majestically on a rock, facing the massed troops lined up on the plain in front of her. She looks at them with a reproachful expression.
Go now, father!
A king does not take orders from a winged elf.
You are no king to me!
Bring me ahead.
Battalion!
The front line of foot soldiers eagerly draw swords, point their lances, and start marching towards the winged beauty.